If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to.
Leonard Cohen, the solitary, itinerant troubadour of the 1960s, composer and performer of Suzanne, Sisters of Mercy, and Bird on a Wire. Leonard Cohen of the dire vision and five guitar chords and that growl of a singing voice that seems to simmer and rumble up through the chords almost like an earthquake. Leonard Cohen is on the rise again. Mr. Cohen is releasing a new album, his 10th. It's called I'm Your Man on CBS Records. It's already sold a quarter of a million copies in Europe.
If you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man.
Mr. Cohen divides his time between Montreal and Los Angeles. He's in our Los Angeles studios. Mr. Cohen, first, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
You know, I have been I've been walking around here doing a very bad impersonation of you, which sounds a little bit like a bad impersonation of Jim Morrison, singing Tower of Song.
Tower of Song, that's a good song. That's probably the only real song on that album. I think that the standard of the whole record is quite high, but Tower of Song is one of the three or four real songs I've ever written.
I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Is there self-parody in here?
Oh, yes, I'm making fun of myself all through the song, sure.
I was born like this. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice.
There are some people who feel I don't have a golden voice.
You have an arresting voice. And you should, what Groucho would say? And you should be arrested with a voice like that?
You don't have to be kind, Scott.
Forgive me for sounding like a second-rate music critic, but does it create an atmosphere of irony for the backdrop of your words?
Well, forgive me for sounding like a second-rate songwriter, but you just want to indicate that curious thing that we call experience that you hear in the voice of Fats Domino, that you hear in the voice of Aretha Franklin. It's something in the voice itself. It indicates that the person has been through a life, that they've lived their life on the front line. And that's the sound I like to hear in a singer. And it includes a lot more than irony. It includes optimism. It includes despair. It includes regret. It includes so many things that you forget about all of them and you just know that you're listening to a voice of experience.
I loved you for a long, long time. I know this love is real. It don't matter how it all went wrong. That don't change the way I feel. And I can't believe that time is gonna heal this wound I'm speaking of. There ain't no cure.
The songs, I guess a singer only has one or two songs. I guess a writer only has one or two stories. You tell them over and over again. You know, if you have three or four, you're guaranteed a place in every anthology throughout eternity. But most of us have one or two.
What are one or two from you?
Well, you know, when I was about 14, I stumbled on a book by Federico Garcia Lorca. And I had never thought much about poetry before. I never liked it in school. And I opened the book and my eyes fell on the line, I want to pass through the arches of Elvira to see your thighs and begin weeping. So that became one of my stories.
Quarter of your songs have been about that?
Yeah, maybe 44%, 46%, something like that.
I suppose it's a hazard to quantify. Let me ask you about the song Everybody Knows.
That's a good song.
This is a song that seems to close off, correct me if I'm wrong now, seems to close off the possibility of growth and goodness.
That's the most pessimistic observation about anything I've ever heard. You accuse me of being a dark spirit.
Not accused. I was trying to note on the evidence before me. Tell me where the hope. I mean, we will play elements of the songs, but, I mean, mercy. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Yeah, that's the way it is, Scott. I'm sorry I have to rub your nose in this. You know, you've got to look at a song as a song. And if you say everybody knows the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed, everybody knows the war is over, everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed, everybody knows the war is over, everybody knows the good guy's lost.
If you got a bass and a drum and a pulsing rhythm and a relentless quality to the thing, it puts it in a different realm than just the delivery. It takes things that people know or don't know, and it puts them in a kind of form where the speaker can live. That's all that a song can do. It can put the singer into a place where he can live with his own love, with his own life, with his own vision. You can't get away with that kind of expression without song. And when you remove the song from it, yes, it becomes a slogan.
Do we sometimes make a mistake then when we take the lyrics of some of your songs and break them down into poetry?
You know, poetry is a verdict. Poetry is the verdict of a generation or of a literary establishment. You can't set out to be a poet. You can't declare it as your intention. It can't be your vocation. It's what other people make of your life, of your expression. So whether my stuff is poetry or not, you know, it doesn't really matter. It probably isn't. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably only one or two poets that rise every, generation. And, you know, and the odds are that I'm not the one. Maybe I am. I do have some supporters. But whether it is or not doesn't really matter. It's whether the song, you know, moves swiftly from lip to lip and from heart to heart. And if you want to call it poetry, if it satisfies some of your own standards of poetry, it's okay. But I don't make any claims.
Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows.
Speaking with us from our studios in Los Angeles, Leonard Cohen. His new album, I'm Your Man, has just been released by CBS Records.
That's how it is.